Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Anointing, that you will touch the people, those who are listening,
We want you to touch and save, heal and forgive. Look upon every soul that has a prayer request and that has requested that we pray for them. We pray that you touch them, that you will grant their petitions according to thy will. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done. Stretch out your mighty hand, O Lord, heal them that are sick. Oh, my God, look upon Steve, touching right now, O Lord. Release the fluids in his body. Oh, my God, have mercy on him. Save him, Jesus. Deliver him, O Lord. He needs your help, Lord. And we know that thou art a very present help in trouble. Have mercy on him, O Lord. Deliver his soul. Look upon my dad. Touch his body. Touch his mind. Help him, O Lord. Give him an appetite. Help him today, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able. I'm trusting you and depending on you. And we pray that you look on every other soul. Oh, my God, that is listed on this prayer list. We pray that you will touch, that you will bless, that you will save, heal, and forgive. We know thou'rt able. We are trusting in you and taking you at your word. Now, Lord, I pray that you look on the speaker of the hour, that you will touch her, send your word and send your anointing, and let it reach some soul. Help us, oh, Lord. We want to be saved. We want to go through, and we want to endure unto the end. And we pray that you look upon us with compassion and mercy. Anything that's not like you, we ask that you move it out of our lives, that we may be perfect in thy sight. Help us, O Lord, to stand and to go through, and we will give thy name the praise, and the glory and the honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. And thank you all for tuning in. God bless you, everyone. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr. So at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 119th number of Psalm, beginning with the 41st verse. That's the 119th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 41. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Let thy mercies come also upon me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes." Thank God for doing the word. The 119th number of Psalm, the 41st throughout the 48th verses. And just want to let you know that Pastor Sheila Hameen Show broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice. Title, one school, and one is O-N-E. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. And our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And if you would like to call in or speak with us during the broadcast, you can dial our guest call number. It's 978-990-5270, and our access code is 794 6408, and you can call that number if you're a clergy, you like to give remarks, if you have a song you like to sing, a scripture you like to share, a testimony you like to tell, feel free to give us a call. Speak with us during the broadcast. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And I am also on that, too. The phone number to call is 701-802-5175, and that access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and also 6 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday nights for prayer. And that address is 18 East Center Street, in Woodbury, New Jersey, also on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m. Evangelist Martha Kalbrath hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574 on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m. Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple host, Grace Temple Church, excuse me, host Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. And that phone number to call is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoax teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network. And that number to call is 339-209-6891. If you want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list, please continue to pray for my nephew, David Hameen, who's recovering from surgery, for Muhammad Hameen, my brother, Otis Smith Jr., for the bereaved Holmes family, Sister Cheryl Edmonds, mother-in-law, for the bereaved Mormon Fuller family, Jeff and Jen Granitz, Dee Dee Johansson. Cheryl's mother-in-law passed. Sorry. Dee Dee Johansson, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Davis family, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Ola May and Wayne, Mrs. Connie Brown, Alicia Charleston family, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, we lost her brother, the bereaved Spriggs family, Todd Johnson, Jenny Huff, and the bereaved Huff family, Bishop Byrd and family, Pettis Edmund Sr., Stephen Allen Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, as well as all the souls that are on our prayer list and those requesting prayer. And at this time, those are all of the announcements that I have. I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Maybell Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. Go ahead. God bless Evangelist Maybell.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank God. Let us remember those that are sick and shut in and all those names that were called on the prayer list. And we thank God for each and every one of you that has tuned in on today. And we would like to encourage you to drive and to go forward in the Lord. And maybe you're not delivered, maybe you're not saved, but you can be saved and you can be delivered if you receive the word of God. And those of you that know the Lord, just hold on and drive and go forward. Don't slack your riding except the Lord bids you, because God will help you to overcome whatever situation is going on in your life. That is what God does. He is our help and he is our aid, and he will come to our rescue. And that is the difference between having Christ in your life and not having Christ in your life. When Christ is in your life, you may be going through something, but the Lord will take you through. But without Christ, you have to really pray and seek the Lord that he will take you through, because Christ has to live on the inside. And when he lives on the inside, he said in his word, "Lo, I am with thee always, even to the end of the world." So he's not going to leave us, but he'll be right there to deliver us. And we encourage you on today, and at this time, we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to turn this part of the broadcast into the hands of the speaker of the hour, in the person of Dr. Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for everything said and done. I give honor to God and to whom honor is due. Thank the Lord for blessing us to be on this broadcast once again. So at this time, let us turn our minds toward the Lord. And before we go to the scriptures, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we call upon you. We ask for guidance and for direction. Lord, we ask, God, that you will minister unto us through your word, and whatever need there is, Lord, that you will meet that need through your word today. We believe it right now, God, and we thank you. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let's turn our minds to the scriptures, and I'd like to begin with 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 11. That's 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 11, and I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible, and the Bible reads, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so to see of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh." Praise the Lord. I just want to stop here, and title of the message is Jesus is the Light of the World, and the theme is We Preach Jesus. Praise the Lord. Apostle Paul was writing to the church at Corinth, and there was something going on concerning how they commended themselves to the people of God. And as explained, he began to talk about the ministry that the Lord had given, and also how he was not handling the word of God deceitfully or walking in craftiness like so many are doing now to deceive the people of God. Praise the Lord. But rather, this was done by the manifestation of the truth, wherein the apostles were commending themselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And this was done that God himself may be glorified, and that the light Amen. Of Jesus Christ would also shine in everyone they ministered to. And
yeah.
going back and thinking on this ministry that the Lord has given us, ministry is a treasure in earthen vessels. God, he called us out of the world, and he gave us a work to do. We all have a job to do for God. And it's important for us to understand, as ambassadors of Jesus Christ, we must preach Jesus. Amen. We must minister so that the light of Jesus Christ will shine to everyone we speak to. Hallelujah. Going back, I just want to bring a little bit more light on what was going on in this particular chapter by going back to the third chapter, verses 11 through 14. And I just want to read that, starting with verse 11. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, liberty. And so to understand a little better about what Apostle Paul was referring to when he spoke of the Spirit, or rather the Lord is that Spirit, we have to go back to verses 5 and 6, where it says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God,
yeah.
who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Which is why he said, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So the Lord himself of life, and he gives life. And when we expound on the word of God, it's not because of our sufficiency, but our sufficiency is of God. Therefore, we put ourselves out of the way, and we recognize and acknowledge that without God, we can do nothing at all. Hallelujah. But it's God who is glorified. And when we see how things were in the Old Testament, it was a shadow of things to come. But the children of Israel, they were blinded because Moses put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look in of that which he abolished. And so the Lord did not abolish the law, but he came in life. Hallelujah. He came to fulfill the law. Therefore, many of the ones who don't believe, their hearts are darkened. They're blinded. So it's a spiritual aspect where the blindness is. But Jesus is the light of the world. Hallelujah. And we have this great hope because of the gloriousness of the things remain. Everything that was done away with, though it had a glorious aspect to it, nevertheless, is done away with. So the Lord has given us a new covenant. Praise the Lord. The Lord has given us Jesus, who was sacrificed upon the cross. He gave his life so that we would have life. And he, being the same Spirit, God, hallelujah, made in the image of God, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So the Lord has freed us from the darkness. Amen. He has brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Praise the Lord. And we have to remember that God has given us a charge to bring forth this gospel, to be a witness. Amen. To preach Jesus, no matter where we are, wherever we go, we have to preach Jesus. And as Apostle Paul said, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And I want to focus again on verse 4, 2 Corinthians 4 and 4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. The God of this world is Satan, and he has blinded the mind of the unbeliever, lest they would see this glorious light and know the gloriousness of the gospel of Christ, and know that Jesus is the image of God, and this light should shine unto them, but their hearts are darkened. And we have to go forth as never before, not fainting. When somebody faints in this aspect, you know, or in this sense of the scripture, that faint means without courage or hope. But we have this hope that the Lord has given us. Therefore, we faint not because of this great ministry. We have no reason to think, praise the Lord, because God has given us the hope of the ministry of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Now I want to go down a little further where he says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, verse 5, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. But we have to humble ourselves and labor as servants of Jesus Christ. Amen. And minister in everything we do, we have to give God the glory. We have to recognize that it is God who does everything. We can do nothing. We are nothing without God. But he has made us who we are. He has called us and commissioned us and given us this charge. Praise the Lord. We are ambassadors for Christ. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. Hallelujah. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Sometimes people, they look on the individual, but instead of recognizing that the power is of God, not of the individual, their hearts become darkened. the blinders are placed on their eyes. It's as if the veil is untaken away. But
Amen.
The Lord sends his word to remove the veil. The veil has been abolished, and that was a shadow of things to come. And now that Jesus has come, hallelujah, the veil is taken away, and the light shines, commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Praise the Lord. So that those in darkness could see the light. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. And Apostle Paul went on to say in verse 8, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. It is our bodies present here on the earth. People are looking at us, and we are living epistles. Praise the Lord. And what they should see reflected in our bodies is the life of Jesus Christ. While we are bearing about in our body the dying of the Lord, the world should see the life of Jesus manifest in our body. Praise the Lord. I believe that's why Apostle Paul began to beseech the people of God in Romans, the 12th chapter, saying, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Praise the Lord. God wants to use us. He wants to minister through us. It is not us who get the glory, but it's God who gets the glory, because it is God who works in us. Jesus
Amen.
Truly is the light of the world, and this is what God wants the world to see. The light, Jesus Christ, the light. Therefore, we ought to preach Jesus even the more. Everywhere we go, no matter where we are, who's around, we preach hallelujah. We may be in this troubled on every side, but we're not distressed. When you're distressed, you have a feeling of extreme worry, sadness, or pain, anxiety. Hallelujah. But we're not in distress, even though trouble is all around us. Praise be to God. And also, we may be perplexed, but we're not in despair. Being perplexed means completely baffled, very puzzled or bewildered, and confused because something is difficult to understand or to solve. But we're not in despair. When someone is in despair, they have complete loss or absence of hope. But as long as Jesus is alive, we have hope. Praise be to God.
Amen.
The Lord has given us this great hope. Amen. So the Apostle Paul was saying that we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness. Something that is renounced, meaning you formally and publicly speak it out, you say it, claim it, or to declare it. You no longer believe in living in sin. You no longer believe in the things that you once did. You've turned away from these things. You've given these things up. You're no longer connected with those things. What you have been, you will not be anymore. Glory to God.
Amen.
When you renounce these things, renounce the sinful life, the midnight gambling and the all-night rambling and whatever else you might have done. Hallelujah. Walk away from these things and come to the light of Jesus Christ. Come and give your life to Jesus and accept him as your personal Savior. Someone who's walking in craftiness is, I kind of see it as the scammers, the con men, skillful in underhand or evil schemes, cunning, deceitful, and sly. And that's just what scammers are doing. And people are being deceived because their hearts are darkened. Praise the Lord. But you don't have to remain in darkness. You can come to the light of Jesus Christ. If you hunger and thirst after righteousness, the word of God lets us know that you shall be filled. The Lord wants to come into your life. The Lord wants that to be that light that shines out in your life to cause somebody else to be drawn to him. He wants to use you as a witness, a minister, an ambassador, a servant. He wants to use you, your life. Are you willing to surrender to the Lord? Are you willing to be used by God? Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Are you willing to take up your cross and follow Jesus, to leave everything behind and give up everything that's not like God? Give up the world. Turn away from the ways of darkness and come and seek Jesus. Hallelujah. Come and dedicate your life to Christ. Glory to God. He will save you and he will change your whole life. He will turn everything around in your life. If you have problems in your home, glory to God, he will work them out for you. If you have situations that you're faced with and you don't know what to do, you can turn it over to Jesus and he'll work it out for you. He'll fix it just for you because he knows just what to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he will never fail. He will never let you down. He promised that he would never leave you, neither would he forsake you. Glory be to God. Come to the light of the world, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And know that everything will be all right. Because the things that we see down here, these things are temporal. They're only temporary. But we need to look to those things which are beyond here. Those are eternal. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. No sense in focusing on down here or getting wrapped up in these things because they're only for a short time. Praise the Lord. We're only using them for just a short time. And then we're going to leave this world and whatever we have gained down here, whatever possessions we have, they're all going to be left behind. We can't take any of these things with us. Therefore, we need to prepare for leaving this world. Prepare for eternity, making sure that we have made peace with God and that our sins are forgiven, making sure that we have done the work that God has assigned unto us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We ought to be ready when the Lord calls our name. Oh, praise be to God. And whatever we're doing, that's how we're going to remain. That's the reward we're going to receive as what we're doing when the Lord comes on the scene. Because his reward is going to be with him to give to every man according as his work shall be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to make preparation right now. If you thought you were walking in the light and you realize that your heart is in darkness, it's time now to seek the light of Jesus Christ. It's time now to come and call upon the name of the Lord that he may save you and deliver you out of your situation. Oh, glory be to God. Time is winding up, and we are down to the very last days. It's time now to seek Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. It's time now, like never before, to get in a hurry and call on the name of the Lord. And the Bible lets us know that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, praise the Lord. Another scripture says, shall be delivered. God is our deliverer. Praise the Lord. Remember that Jesus is truly the light of the world. And the God of this world has darkened the hearts of many. But again, you don't have to remain in darkness. You don't have to continue going in the way that you're going. Maybe you look at your life and you feel like your life is in shambles. Your life is just totally turned upside down and you don't know what to do about it. Maybe you've been trying to find help here and there, going to this one or that one, and nobody is able to help you. I want to know, have you tried Jesus? If you just try Jesus, I know without a doubt that Jesus is the only one who can help you. He's the only one who can fix it for you. Amen. He can put everything back together, pick up all the broken pieces and mend them back together. The broken heart has the power to mend the broken heart. Hallelujah, to regulate the troubled mind. He has the power to work everything out all right.
Yes, he does.
Praise the Lord. At this time, maybe there's someone who is willing to give Jesus a try, who's willing to come to the light of the world that you may be enlightened concerning the truth. Praise be to God. Maybe there's somebody who desires to be delivered, feeling like they're bound up and they're in trouble and they need to be delivered. God can deliver you this day. Hallelujah. Maybe somebody is sick in their body and desiring to be healed today. You can be made whole right now. Well, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. The Lord truly is a healer for both body and soul. Maybe you have confusion and you're not sure to believe. You can believe in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, and that God raised up Jesus from the dead. Amen. That he quickened Jesus and raised him from the dead, and he can also quicken you or give you life, both spiritually and naturally. God has the power. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God to do. So at this time, let us go to the Lord in prayer. And let's believe God together. And just focus on the Lord. Forget about everything and everyone else. And just turn your heart and your mind completely to nobody but the Lord.
and just on the goodness of the Lord. Think on the desires that you have, the things that you want God to do for you, and believe God when we pray this prayer. We're going to pray the prayer of faith, touching and agreeing on the same thing, believing God together. Amen. Let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven,
yes,
Lord, we come to you right now. We humble our heart before you. Lord, we ask for mercy. Oh, God,
mercy,
we ask for forgiveness. Please, Lord, stretch forth your mighty hand, oh, God, and lay your hand on us right now while we're praying, Lord Jesus. We've come together in prayer, touching and agreeing on the same things. Lord, we bring all our burdens to you, Lord, and we lay them down before you, oh God. We cast all our cares on you, Jesus, because we know you care, Lord. Heal and deliver.
Heal.
Save, Lord Jesus, to the uttermost in the name of Jesus. Some soul is crying out right now, Lord. Have mercy on them, Jesus, and blot out their transgressions. Lord, forgive their sins, Jesus, and take away their sins, oh God. Lord, let your light shine upon them right now, God. Take the veil away, Lord. Remove the blinders off their eyes and unstop their ears, Lord, that they may hear your voice when you speak and that they may see the glory of God in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord, and we're depending on you today. We're looking unto you, Lord, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we pray that you'll increase our faith, oh God, that you'll take away all doubt. Take away fear and unbelief. Oh, God, take away drawback, Lord Jesus, and help us to do your will, Lord Jesus. Help us to minister according to your will and your commandment, Lord. Use us for your service. Take control, my God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying, Lord God, for all of those who are on the prayer list, for the names that were called out, Lord Jesus, one by one, Lord, and name by name. Oh, God, look on, Brother Edmund. Touch him, Lord Jesus. Lay your hand upon him right now. Oh, God, work a miracle in his life. Move in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, look on. Little David, I mean, but Lord God, restore his health, help him to recover quickly in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, my God. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Pray, God, that you will look on Brother Muhammad, that you will go with him, Lord, and stand by him in court tomorrow, Lord Jesus. Work it out, Lord, let it be done according to your will. In the name of Jesus, save them to the utmost. We know you have the power. Oh, blessed Savior, look on all the bereaved families, oh God. We pray for comfort and for consolation. Lord, lay your hand on them right now. Wrap your arms around them, oh God. Be close to the families, Lord Jesus, and help them during this difficult time. Oh, Lord God, uphold the families while they're going through their bereavement. In the name of Jesus, be merciful, Lord. Be merciful, oh God. Be merciful, Lord. Have mercy, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let your blood cover us. Keep us, Lord, and preserve us. Take us through, Lord. Hold our hand, my God. Walk by our side. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let the glory of God be revealed. Let your powers be made manifest. Lord, speak to us, Jesus, and minister to us, oh God. You know what we need tonight. You know what we're waiting on, oh God. You know our hearts are tired. Lord, teach us the more how to be patient and to wait on you, to trust in you with our whole heart. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We praise you, oh God, and we magnify
you.
We believe that we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer, even the unspoken petition. We believe it, and we count it as done. And, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank
Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. Thank you, oh God, for the moving of your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the outpouring of your spirit. We thank you for everything
you've
done, Lord God. Hallelujah. We praise your name and we magnify you, Lord. You are worthy of all praises, Lord, and we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you, oh God, for every listener. We pray, God, that you will send the blessing and let the blessing overtake everyone who is listening on this afternoon. Have your way, my God. And let your holy will be done. Lord, we ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. At this time, the broadcast back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, saying Jesus is the light of the world, and we preach Jesus. And this was a very message. And people, you know, they still have that veil on their hearts. The enemy, he's blinded so many. But when we come to the knowledge or the light and the awareness of who Jesus is, that veil is taken away. And today she preached Jesus. And this is how people can hear and be delivered from their blindness. When the preacher who is sent preaches Jesus, not themselves or not someone else. I enjoy the word of God. Very thought-provoking, very deep, very beautiful. I want to say to Vanessa, I'm going to keep on preaching the word of God. If any other clergy are on the line, you can have remarks, but I want to go ahead and let Vanessa Maybell go first. God bless you, Vanessa May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the powerful message that came forth through Dr. Sharon Meaton. The word of God is necessary. That's what we must do, preach the word of God.
Yes.
She gave it to you on today, and we thank God for it. We thank God for the prayer. And we know that God answers prayers, and he can fix whatever situation is going on in your life. I just enjoyed the word of God. I want to encourage, continue to encourage against. I mean, continue to let the Lord have his way and continue preaching, praying, whatever God give you to do. Do it for the Lord with all thy might. And I just thank the Lord. I'm encouraged. Through the word of God also. And I'm asking those of you that can get a word of prayer through to please continue to pray for me. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Maybell. Thank God for her and her willingness and her faithfulness. And if no other clergy are on the line at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the remarks and exhortations. We just thank the Lord for this broadcast. And once again, we thank God for all of you who've tuned in. May the Lord continue to bless you. And we thank you for your support and your prayers. And we ask that you'll continue to pray for us. And also, we ask that you will also spread the word. Maybe you know somebody who might be interested in listening to the broadcast. Feel free to give them the information. Amen. We welcome anyone who would like to tune in. Praise the Lord. And we do thank the Lord for this broadcast on this afternoon. If there's nothing further, do we have anything else that needs to be brought forth that I might have forgotten about?
I know your church anniversary is coming up in the... I'm sorry. I apologize. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
I know the church anniversary is coming up in November, And I believe the dates are November the 7th through the 13th, but I don't know the format it's going to be held yet. But when we have that information, we'll give it to you. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe this will be our 60th church anniversary.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And we just thank the Lord, and we ask that you will, again, keep us in prayer. And please remember those who are on the prayer list. Call their names out before the Lord and keep them in your prayers. If nothing else, at this time, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. May the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. We look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And let's keep our minds on the Lord and remember that Jesus is the light of the world. God bless you and good night.